Time for more Stop and Think Radio, broadcasting common sense in a complex world. Once again, here's Tim Horton and Al Matulowicz.
The power of recovery is what we're talking about on Stop and Think Radio, and recovering from just about anything. Today, we're talking about panic attacks and social anxiety disorder and agoraphobia. Those things we really need recovery from as a society. Millions of people are dealing with panic attacks and panic attack disorder. Al, we had talked before the break about that very thing where folks have isolated themselves, saying that they're agoraphobic and housebound. And with that kind of isolation and without the interaction of a group, it'd be very tough to get better, wouldn't it?
That's, you're as sick as your secrets, number one. And number two, once you isolate, it's just like sheep. One gets astray, the wolves, boom, jump on the one that gets astray. And so all of this negativity and all of these problems that you have are just going to magnify the more you keep them to yourself and isolate unto yourself.
And we want to tell you, friends, that if you're listening to yourself talk, and by the way, we all do, we have that voice in our head that is us. It's called self-dialogue. If you're listening to yourself and you're not making sense, then you need to listen to others. For instance, if you're having panic attacks, if you're in a situation where you feel like, what if my head explodes? I mean, that's not rational thought, but you're listening to it. If you keep listening to irrational thought, you're going to keep having irrational feelings and you're going to have fear. The way to get it, get out of it, and I'm personally able to testify to this, is to talk to somebody or talk to some people who have dealt with it before.
Exactly. It's very simple. We're not asking people to reinvent the wheel, nor are we trying to predict or pretend that we have cures for things that we don't have. What we have to offer is people's experience. No matter what problem you've got, there's somebody who's dealt with it. And he can then show you the source of strength and hope that he found in order to be able to deal with it and pass it on to you so that you could pass it on to somebody else to help you to get out of yourself by helping the next person. You know, there's such a thing as a positive chain as well as a negative chain of events.
And absolutely we want you to get in touch with us. StopAndThinkRadio.com, StopAndThinkRadio.com. Give us a hit there. Or if you'd like to talk to someone, and this is really important, you may have to come out of your comfort zone to dial the phone, but I think you can do it. Toll free across America, 888-446-5234. That's 888-446-5234. There are other disorders that many are dealing with, especially this time of year. There's something called the generalized anxiety disorder, which it's excessive worry associated with at least three symptoms, including restlessness, an edgy feeling, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, irritability, muscle tension, and sleep disturbance. You know, there's a vicious circle there. Many people don't get enough sleep. They're up wandering the halls all night, having to watch television, which is the worst thing in the world. But they can't sleep because they can't turn their mind off. And that exacerbates the problem.
Right, because once you now have less energy from less sleep and lack of physical replacing what's been repleted in your system through the sleep, you're just going to get worse. It's going to just add to the downward spiral. That's why the key is to just get honest. Now, Diogenes had a lamp. He looked for an honest man. He couldn't find one. Who knows how many honest people there are in America? Well, maybe you're just basically honest. You know, maybe you'd swipe a few bucks that was there in front of you, but you're willing at least to get honest enough about the fact that you've got panic attacks or fight depression or aren't being honest enough with yourself about some anxiety or other disorder. Just get honest. Get open. Get willing. If you do those things, then help is available. If you don't do those things, I don't care if I could show you how to turn water into gold. You're not going to do it because these personal situations will overwhelm you. I mean, you laugh and say you shouldn't be calling yourself a recovering Amway distributor. But it's amazing I call it recovering because it's all of the positives that I learned from that failed experience. And one of them was that people don't succeed in life primarily because they're overcome with their own personal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that prevents most people from success. It's not their lack of opportunity. They themselves get in their own way.
We all need a little help, and that's all we're saying. is to reach out, get some help, and 12-step and recovery is the way. Lastly, we want to talk about obsessive-compulsive disorder, which is part of all of the mental maladies we're talking about today. Obsessions are persistent ideas, images, or impulses that generate anxiety. So OCD generates anxiety. Compulsions are intentional, repetitive behaviors or mental acts aimed at reducing the distress of obsessions. So what happens is people are obsessed, and then they compulsively act out with repetitive behavior. And this can rob people of normalcy. It can rob people of their lives.
Best classic example, that talk about robbery, Howard Hughes. Did you ever see that movie The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio? It starts there, where he's got the obsession about cleanliness and germs, and he's washing his hands all the time. Then he gets into the airplane crash. Now, being infected or having a staph infection, et cetera, becomes a real fear. And so everything's got to be hermetically sealed. You've got to have Kleenex touching everything. And as he then started to take medication for that situation, he started to go downhill, lost consciousness with the reality around him, and look at how he ended up. Naked in a room surrounded by millions of boxes of Kleenex, with his hair down to his rear end and his fingernails out about 8 or 9 inches like he was some kind of bird. And these were talons or something like that.
You know who that reminds me of? The story of Nebuchadnezzar. Doesn't it?
Exactly.
Nebuchadnezzar, of course, thought he was all that, and this is a biblical thing in the book of Daniel. And finally, he just thought he was the cat's meow, and God wanted to show him he wasn't. And he humbled him. He went out and ate the grass of the field like the beast of the field. And that's a great picture of that. I didn't realize that was in that movie.
Yeah, that's how Howard Hughes went. Mm. I mean, that movie didn't go to that extent. It kind of ended before it started to go into that direction.
Yeah.
But there have been Tommy Lee Jones and others who did Howard Hughes movies. And that's how he was when he died.
The obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that has a hold of people just like an addiction.
Well, look at Jack Nicholson wins an Academy Award for, I forget the name of the movie. Helen Hunt was also in it. I think she also won the award. He played a writer who suffered from obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Right.
He had to walk into the room in a certain prescribed way, touching those certain squares in a certain order. And really, that's a bondage to a superstition oftentimes.
Yes. And again, it's like an addiction. It needs
exactly
to be dealt with the 12 steps.
Yes, you need to face it, trace it. What's the root of that? I remember some superstitious-type patterns of behavior I had in grammar school. And I can look back on them and see that the root of it was a fear.
Mm-hmm.
And or even on into college. I remember I had a fear of flying, so there were certain things like the upright tray had to be in a certain thing.
See that? Me too. Hey, listen, we got to go. We're out of time. Here's what you do. Dial 888-446-5234 right now if you want to know more about some of the things we're talking about. 888-446-5234 or stopandthinkradio.com. This is the Stop and Think Radio Network.
We hope you've enjoyed Stop and Think Radio on Talk Zone. Learn more by visiting stopandthinkradio.com and join us next time for another edition of Stop and Think Radio with Tim Horton and Al Matulowicz on TalkZone.com.